every single one of you listening has a stress, has a headache, has problems, and you're either really fixing the problem or you're band-aiding it.
Right.
And the idea is, if you only know how to band-aid, bring an individual in that can actually fix the problem. Bring outside perspective in.
Real business owner.
Whatever your situation is currently is not your forever situation.
That's really what real business owners is, man. Like, we don't care where you come from. Yeah. Where are you going?
Our goal and our job is to reduce the mistakes that you have to make or the money that you have to lose.
You want to be an entrepreneur, you want to be successful, don't give up.
You learn, adjust, and continue to move forward.
Welcome back to the Real Business Owners Podcast. This is Trevor Cowley. As always, Kel Goodman.
What up?
Guys, it's good to be with you today. Here's the deal. You know, you guys know that we've been going through the process of trying to phase ourselves out of our business in terms of the day-to-day stuff, right? Putting leadership in place. And, you know, we wanted to talk about a topic that is close to home, right? That hits close to home for us anyways. And not saying that necessarily the leaders that we have internally are, you know, bad leaders. They're actually amazing leaders. They're doing an amazing job taking on certain roles or duties that we used to have to do, and that now they're doing it. So they are taking things off of our plate, taking stress or headaches away.
We get two steps out, one step back in.
Yeah, you know? So we're kind of playing that dance, you know. We think we're on the way out, and then we get pulled back in, right? Because, again, there are certain situations that maybe they haven't seen before. They just want advice or help.
Or us. Yeah. You know what I mean? I mean, the bottom line is like, dude, we're expecting them to step up and lead something that's even beyond our level at this point.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we've never ran multi eight-figure businesses. We've built them to this point with our hustle and our grind and our, you know, like our...
Just dragging it to success.
We're a couple dumb sales guys from all these years, man. Like, we didn't go to Harvard. We didn't go to... And not that you have to or anything like that, but we're kind of at that point where we're like, hey, man, we need, like, we need that real... That dude that's done it before.
Well,
that chick that that's done it, whoever it is, right?
Yeah.
Like,
the idea, though, is really what we want to talk about is hiring for that role way before maybe you need to hire for that role. Why? Because if somebody's built a $50 million business or exited a $100 million business or $200 million, whatever it is, and you're only doing $10 or $15 million a year, don't you want somebody that has that perspective that can drag you through the 20s, the 30s, the 40s, and $50 million mark?
Yeah.
And they already kind of know what to expect to a certain extent.
Yeah.
There's obviously always surprises. There's always curveballs. That's just part of the game, right?
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, they can forecast better than we can. We haven't ran a business at 40 million or 50 million. We could serve entrepreneurs that are currently running a business doing a million, 3 million, 5 million, 7 million, 8 million, even to 10 million. But, you know, last year between our organizations doing $16 million in revenue, you know, it's starting to get to the point where, you know, we need a different perspective. Mm-hmm. We need a larger perspective on our business because we already know if we are able to do what we're good at, we can do our thing and turn it into 30, 40, $50 million a year. But you can't do that with one foot in, one foot out.
Right.
Okay. We're plateauing the business that way. And we're trying to put, hey, run this organization, take it to 30, 40, 50 million. And we're just going to put business in the front door. For individuals that haven't even run a $5 or $10 million a year business, they're great in their departments, they're great in their roles, but what about systems and processes for a $30 or $40 million company? We've never built systems and processes for a $30 or $40 million company, and if we're at $10 or $15 million right now, we have to start thinking about what does that system or process look like at 20, 25, 30, 40. We don't know that. And again, we could guess our way through it, but the fires will be drastic if we're having fires at 30 million or 40 million, where we're going to have an entire team of firefighters putting out shit versus maybe going high level right now. And I'm not necessarily saying that you guys listening to this need to go high level right now, but are you a solo entrepreneur that needs to get an assistant? Or needs to get a manager in place so that they can do the hiring. The idea is really understanding where you're at and where you're trying to go and project forward and maybe go into the future and say, well, in a year from now, I'd love to have this type of a role.
Right.
Well, if that's the case, why don't you start looking at that now so that if it took 3 to 6 months to find it?
Let's talk about the what I'm seeing right now, two reasons people don't do it, right? Okay, and kind of why we're having some of the experiences that we're having right now is there's two reasons in my opinion, my view is one, just like our old episode, taking strategic step backs. Sometimes it's hard when you think you can do it and like why pay that, you know, why go pay that $200,000 a year salary and take away from all these other things, you know, when we can do it. We can do it with what we got, right? So there is a financial part of it, which that's not a big deal for us right now. We're willing to pay it.
Yeah.
We're willing to pay to go for growth. We're willing to take a step back to go forward.
We understand that we've been at those other levels where we've hit the concern that you're talking about.
Right.
Not saying that we have that concern, but
that's a common one.
That's a common
our
one.
Our problem.
We've experienced that too, yes.
Our problem, and I hate to say it, but it's true. We want to bring the dudes and chicks and, you know, that have been here with us up. So we lean on them. We're like, you're going to be our dude because you've shown these leadership skills. But we're expecting them to do something at a higher level than we've even done it.
Yeah.
And so we don't even have the leadership to lead them to create that leadership that they need in order to really fucking do what we need to be done, right?
Yeah.
And so it's like there's this loyalty factor, and it's noble and it's admirable. But at the same time, you're taking away from them if you're not willing to go out and get the right leader. If we're not the right leader anymore, and we need somebody that can come in and really, really raise up our higher level accountants and CPAs to another level. There are some of our higher level guys would have the leadership now to actually, now they're learning from a guy that's done mergers and acquisitions and scaled to $50 to $100 million and done exits. Now they're like, holy cow, we're working under this goat to where I can go and be that guy in 4 or 5 years, right?
Yeah.
But because we love them so much, we're like, well, we want to bring you guys up. And we think we're capable for a long time until we hit these ceilings, right? And so there's actually a theory by this guy. I looked him up because I couldn't remember his name, but he's the founder of Infusionsoft. It's Clate Mask. And Clate Mask has a theory. He says it's 99% accurate in his history of building Infusionsoft, which is ginormous, and he exited it for like eight or nine figures or something. But he says you can't raise people up beyond two levels. So if you bring in your dude, right, like you bring in like some stud and he shows leadership skills right out of the gate and he's a sales manager and then he's a, you know, you take him to a sales manager and then you take him to like a team leader and then you take him to like whatever, a whole department or whatever. I don't know. But he's saying you can't really get people above two levels of where they're at when you get them, kind of a thing. And so he's like, you have to bring in these extra levels in order to get the best out of your team and put everybody in a position to win. But he's like, you have to go out and you find somebody that's going to have more energy than you, because even your leaders are only going to operate at 60% of the energy that you operate at, right? So if I'm operating at my 100, which isn't everyone's 100, there's some people that have a much higher energy or, you know, attitude towards everything, your leaders are naturally that you develop are only going to operate at 60%, right? And so there's this barrier of only two positions that you can raise them. And when they hit that two positions, that's usually like the ceiling. And nobody wants to feel like they're at a ceiling. You know, you always want to try and create more opportunity no matter what. But he's saying he tracked it and it's been like 99% accurate in building this massive organization that he built. Like, you bring someone from just customer service to a, you know, a PM shift manager, and then all of a sudden they're the entire, you know, department manager. They're pretty much going to be at that level from now on.
They might not be able to be regional manager over the Western United States.
Right.
They might be able to manage a store.
Right.
You know, maybe that's where they kind of cap out, but then you got to bring somebody in that have maybe ran, you know, regions or entire organizations of multiple, you know, locations that runs the region or the entire organization.
Yeah.
And the thing is what you guys need to understand is sometimes, you know, when we try to, you stretch an individual and say, hey, I want you to be amazing and great, and I want to give you opportunities. That's all fine and dandy. And that's exactly what we want to do. And what I want to make very clear is just because you're bringing somebody maybe from the outside in, it should not negate the opportunities that the internal people have, right? Like, if they have an opportunity to excel in a certain department, they should be financially compensated to the point where they're making just as much or potentially more because they found their zone of genius, right? And to a certain extent, we could be helping individuals grow by bringing outside perspectives in to where they're like, holy cow, this person has done this, 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 and this. I want to be in proximity of that individual and learn, just like Kel said. Mm-hmm. So maybe in 10 years from now, I can tell other companies, hey, I've had experience doing this, 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 and this. And now you're that much more valuable to other companies. You can command a $250,000 a year salary because you worked underneath an individual that has built a $100 million company or $200 million company. And last time I checked resumes, it's very rare to see that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And and if you've been a part of that and you've seen it, even if you weren't the one leading the charge at the very top, but you were right there in proximity at the top, because you're running departments or you're doing your thing at a high level, you're going to see things and have a different perspective than other people have because you're working in proximity to this individual that has done such amazing
things.
Right?
Absolutely.
And so if anything, if I'm telling Kel to dunk a basketball and I want you to dunk a basketball, but we're both 5'7",
yeah,
I'm the fucking idiot.
Right.
Because I'm asking you to do something that you haven't done before.
Right.
And that's basically almost impossible for you unless you purposely focus for like a year or two straight on your jumping skills. We can do it. There was like Spud Webb and what was
Muggsy Bogues.
Muggsy Bogues.
Yeah.
Our heroes.
My heroes. Yeah. Right there with Altuve. Yeah. Altuve. Yeah.
We know baseball. We know all 5'7" and below athletes that have actually crushed it. And again, we know all of them. So there's like three. Right?
Well, there's a reason I wrestled in high school and didn't play basketball.
I haven't dunked on anybody that's within a decade of my age. Right. Yeah. And now at this point, I can't even say that because a 27-year-old probably dunk on my ass. But
hey, if you bring me up two levels.
Yeah.
You know, I get a 3-foot stool and then a 6-foot stool. I could dunk from that motherfucker and I'm winning now. Right. Mm-hmm. And so, and that honestly is kind of the dude's theory is he's like, I tracked this for a couple of years. And the dude, the reason he became wildly successful and amazing CEO of this company and built it up and sold it is he became a full-time recruiter. He got himself out of the weeds of the business. He said, my full-time job is recruiting. Even when we don't need it, I'm constantly headhunting for the talent up there because I've realized now after doing it for a certain amount of time, how much happier all my employees are because now they're winning they're raising their levels because of the leadership that he brought in that were already at higher levels, right? So he's like, I'm elevating my whole team and putting everybody in a position to win. Right. And this actually came from Brad. I'd had a couple conversations with him about this dude. And I was like pretty intrigued by that. I was like, man, that's crazy because we're going through this right now. Mm-hmm. You know, so I open up to him about it. He tells me this whole exact same story. I'm like, man, that makes so much sense. Like next level, right? Like come in here.
Like the $30, $40, $50 million dollar person.
Like, dude, if we had a leader come in here that's like ran a complete division of the military, like he's obviously going to have different leadership skills than we have.
Absolutely.
It's going to elevate all of them, right? And so, you know, and it takes some humility to get there. When you're a business owner, man, like you want to be like
the person.
You want to be the whatever, man, the guy on the white horse. But
I mean, we even had, you know, was it Mark in here? Mark Jennison. I am comeback.
Yeah,
I am a comeback.
Oh yeah, he said that.
He flat out said that. He's like, dude, I have the vision. He's like, I just know I'm not the guy to run it.
Yeah.
Right? Like at the end of the day, I know what it can be.
Yeah.
And really that's to the point we're at. We know we can run a, you know, $10-15 million company. There's a few fires that'll happen. We can put them out and we can just do the same thing over and over and over again, which is what we have been doing. And we've known that we've needed to been exiting the business to a certain extent, because the bottleneck is us. We already know we can push way more business in the front door. If anything, we're turning away some business right now because the bottlenecks that are happening. But we need high level, even though that we're not at the high level yet. Again, you guys might think that we're at a high level because you do 1 million and we're doing 10 or 15 or again, depending on whether you're talking about of all of our companies or just one of our bigger companies or whatever. But at the end of the day, we don't see that as high level, right? Yeah. You know, or high level, excuse me. I mean, it is medium,
I would guess.
And again, you guys need to ask yourself this question as well. Are you doing the same thing over and over year in and year out? like in terms of revenue.
Right.
Like we've got to a point where we were jumping up in revenue. We went 5 million to 8 million or 10 yeah. million to 11 million. And last year, the highest number that we've ever done between right. all of our companies. So is it kind of moving in the right direction? Yes.
Yeah.
But do we have the ability to completely ignite it and blow it up if there's somebody inside picking up the shit right. Or creating systems and processes? What you guys need to understand is employees can operate at a higher level if they understand exactly what they need to do on a day-to-day basis,
right.
literally broken down. Here's your duties. Here's your lane. And it can feel like that they're winning because they have an itemized checklist or something. Okay, I got everything that I needed to get done today done.
Yeah.
Sometimes when we're just busy and we get a lot of shit done, you go home and you're like, okay, what did I get? You don't really know. But if you had a checklist of do these 10 things, and right. at the end of the day, they were all checked off. You could look at it and say, damn, I actually got a lot done today.
Yeah.
Right. And so then you feel self-worth and like,
yeah.
I'm being productive and I'm actually moving the needle in my department. Yeah. And that gives you self-confidence, self-worth, that you're performing at a high level at your job. Therefore, you feel good about doing what you do.
Right.
But if there's no measuring stick or performance inside of your organization, then your employees don't know if they're doing a good job, they're doing a bad job. Sometimes they think they're doing good. Sometimes they think they're doing bad. But there's really no measuring stick.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, what's the scoreboard for them?
Exactly.
Right? The systems and the processes.
It's more fulfilling when you know how productive you were.
Correct.
Right?
Correct.
You know? And it's more honest when you know how unproductive you
correct.
Were. So you know. When you get a checklist and you're like, I got to get these 10 things done today, but you only got 4 of them done, you're going to feel a little bit shitty. Well, but that should fuel you to get that shit done the next, well,
and
next time.
And I think this will vibe with some people too, like the individuals that might be traveling a little bit for their business. You know, I remember, still it happens, but, you know, earlier on, if you try to take a vacation, you're still working.
Yeah.
There's still fires that are happening in your business. Yeah. So they're still calling you. There's still a lot of duties that need to be done
right.
While you're not in the office. And if you're getting to the point where you can't be gone for 2 or 3 days or 4, whatever it is, and without having to get pulled back in and have to put out a fire or hear about some bullshit that's going on, then that's the point where you probably need to really start thinking about an internal operations individual, somebody that's there to put out those fires when you're not there to put out those fires. Right. That's the 1 foot in, 1 foot out. I'm there sometimes. I'm not there sometimes.
Yeah.
But every time I'm not there, the cat's away, the mice will play type right. situation. If that's what you're dealing with, then you're in need of an individual that can operate it on a day-to-day basis and hold people yeah. accountable.
Yeah, have enough humility to realize like, okay,
admit where you're not.
I'm out of my league, and for everybody's greater good, we need to execute in this area. We need to bring somebody in that can help us go to the next level. Some people don't have that humility, right? Because, and I get it to a certain point. But like, hey, me and Trev just had a conversation the other day, man. And this is how you know when you're at this level, okay? Like Trev's frustrated. He's like, dude, I'm in the weeds. I'm struggling. We need to pump the brakes a little bit. Like we can't keep selling. And I'm like, but at the same time, bro, like I get that. I agree with you. But at the same time, like we've built up all this massive opportunity that we're not fully executing on. How long is that opportunity window going to be there, right? If you don't execute on it. But we wouldn't be in this position had we done it sooner, right? Had we come in and we were like, oh man, like, and it sneaks up on you, you know what I mean? So like, and that is the whatever, that's the name of the game. But at the end of the day, like, Trev's like, I don't want to ruin our name. No shit, neither do I, but I don't want to miss out on all this opportunity, okay? So now we know. When we can have this honest conversation with each other, like, okay, dude, we're out of our league. We need to bring some talent in. So that's what we're hunting for right now. And we can't just be anybody. It's got to be legit an expert to come in and really fine-tune our transitions, our systems, our processes, our, you know, leadership, everything. You know what I mean? So
that's the only way that we're going to touch 30, 40, 50 million yeah. within the next 2 or 3 years.
And you brought it up right before the episode, man. You're like, we've seen it done. We've seen it done. Like Jefferson started years after us, right? But he went out, he executed on really bringing in an outside CEO and a CFO. And now he's able to go and run his business from higher levels looking down. You know what I mean? Yeah, that's pretty incredible. Like, yeah, that's some great hindsight.
Yeah, you know? It is. You know, and also he got coaching and mentoring early on,
sure.
which gave him the information yeah. to do those things, right? And so, you know, if you really want to bring a full circle, It's he put himself around individuals or in proximity of individuals that have done it before. Yeah. And they just basically said, dude, do this, do this, do this. And this is basically what we're doing to you guys now listening to it. Right. You know, we're taking, again, information. We're seeing patterns. We're seeing some people doing something at a high level, some people not doing it at a high level. We're giving you guys the game without having necessarily pay the big, big bucks to get some of this information. But really what it boils down to is, what area in your business are you lacking? You might not be, you know, doing something that's a 10, 15, $20 million level, but you might be doing something at a $500,000 level and you're feeling a pain or a stressor or the headache where you're wanting to quit and give up. What's making you want to quit and give up? How can you either outsource that duty? How can you hire somebody to take on that duty internally, whether it's a manager, ops, whether it's a department head, whether it's just an assistant? You know, everybody's right. level is completely different. If it's just an assistant at exactly. 15 or 20 or 25, cool.
Right.
That might be just the thing that you need to help you go to whatever that next level looks like for you. But it might be a CEO type individual that's an integrator where you could throw as much business at him as you possibly want. He's got all the systems and the processes, or she's got all the systems and processes in place that is needed for that type of flow. When you open up the dam and the water's just coming in, right?
Right.
And so we're at the process where we're at the dam and it's got a leak here or a leak there. And we're like, but we want to open it up. We want, you know what I mean? And we're trying to slow business down from coming in. It's like, it's and I don't want to really use this analogy because I wouldn't say it's sinking, but it's almost like if there's fires, in other words, you're taking on a little bit of water on your ship, but then there's more water getting poured in. So it's like, are we, what are we, you know what I mean? But at the same time, you want the water. In other words, you want the revenue, you want the customers. And so it's this weird catch 22 phase. It's like, is taking on a new client serving the old client? Are we going to be able to serve them at a high level if we take on the new one? You know, is it serving our employees taking on a new client if they're already stressed or overwhelmed because of a system or process? Right. Is it working anymore at this high of a level? Yeah. Right. So there's so many questions that you have to ask yourself and you have to be honest with yourself. Yeah. Can I fix this problem or can I just be the Band-Aid for the problem year after year after year? Yeah. But yet it's very repetitive and you have the same headaches every single year, but this year's going to be different, right?
Yeah.
That's what you're going to say in December and January. This one's going to be different. This is going to be our year. Sure. The only way that you're going to make it your year is if you adjust something that's not working, or again, you stop putting Band-Aids on the problem and you actually really get somebody, hire a fucking doctor to diagnose the problem and fix it. We need a fucking CEO doctor that's, you know, been the doctor at a 30, 40, 50, $100 million level, right? And so let's say, for instance, your business is at a million. You want to go to 5 million. Maybe you need an individual that has ran a $5 or $10 million business before. You don't need the guy that we need or the girl that we need at 50 to 100 million because you don't want to pay $250,000 a year for somebody like that coming in and operating your business on a day-to-day basis. But you might need to hire somebody at 60 or 70 grand a year to take off a lot. If you make 200 grand a year, I bet you, and you're dealing with all the stress and all the headaches, I bet you would rather make 130 grand a year with far less stress and headaches. And then by year two or three, now you're making 250 to 300 with way less headaches.
Yeah.
Right. Or you could plateau at that 250, that 200 mark, Band-Aid everything over and over and over and over and over, and just stay stuck at the 200 with the same issues reoccurring over and over and over and over. And I think that's going to resonate with a lot of people because I think a lot of people ignore the problem. So many times like, oh, shit again, Band-Aid, we've done this with Band-Aid. When is it time to actually fix the problem and stop using Band-Aids?
Right.
That's really the question. And entrepreneurs need to ask themselves, am I really fixing this problem by doing X? Or am I just putting a Band-Aid on it right now so that I don't have to fix it right now because I got a million other things I got to get done?
Right.
That's the real question.
And when is it time to actually be loyal to your people to the point where it's like, okay, I do need to bring in another level so that they can continue to grow.
Yeah.
Because I've struggled with that. It's like, no, I want our people to be the ones to like, I want to grow this all together. I don't want to bring in an outsider.
Is it fair to put that pressure?
You feel like it's unloyal to them.
Is it fair to put the pressure on them though?
Right.
Like if Kel's never done anything like that in business and I put the pressure on it and say, Kel, I expect you to turn this business into a $30 million.
Pressure's great to a point, right?
Yeah.
But
and then is it unrealistic? Yeah. That's really the question.
Right.
And the idea is we have to ask ourselves, are we doing our people a service or a disservice? Is bringing somebody outside doing them a service or a disservice?
Yeah.
And really when you boil it down at the end of the day, you are just one team. And you need to understand as the owner of that business or the owner of that team, you have to put everybody in a situation to succeed at a high level, even if they don't completely understand why you're doing what you're doing.
Yeah.
If you know it's the right thing to do for them, for your business, for your customers, for you mentally, then that's something that you have to do because you put that person in there and it goes to $30 million a year or $40 million a year, that individual that was a leader making $100,000 a year now might be making $200,000 or $250,000 a year because now you're doing $30 million a year or $40 million. So the opportunity there for them to earn is greater because the company is earning at a greater level as well, right? And so you have to look at the entire picture because sometimes people give themselves credit where it's not due. Like, I think I can do that.
Sure.
You know what I mean? And they might have good intentions of believing that, but they don't understand everything that comes with it because maybe they haven't been an entrepreneur before.
Right.
And we know what under the hood looks
like.
Well,
on the flip side,
you know what I mean?
I've been there, right? Like, so when the last time I was an employee, I used to get kind of resentful. I'm like, why is our old business owner that I worked for,
why
is he bringing in all his homies to run this deal?
Yeah.
Why is it? Oh, I could have done that. Like, you know what I mean? And I get this weird little sense of entitlement too, where I'm just like, well, I've been top sales guy for 2 years. Why didn't he promote me to that?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like, you don't understand, you know, and you just look at it like, oh, he's just bringing in his homies, you know, and like put him in this position. Little did I know, it's like homies actually ran businesses at these levels because I'm not a business owner. I don't understand that.
Yeah.
So it's going to require sometimes a hard reality check for the employee. But it might even require a hard conversation with them. Be like, look, man, I'm trying to get you to another level, which means I got to bring in people above my level.
Mm.
You know what I mean? But at the same time, like, you know, I don't even know if he knew to have that conversation back then, but it's like,
we've had that experience
now, you know what I mean? So, you know, and we've already been having those conversations with our team. It's like, you know, hey guys, like we realize that in order to elevate you, it might require bringing in, you know, people above all our level,
mm-hmm.
you know, I know you've had that conversation recently. So, all good shit on the horizon, you know what I mean? But it's a great problem to have, you know, like I started the episode by saying we're a couple dumb sales guys, you know, just trying to figure this out, you know, but we're not, we've been pretty clever and we've been hustlers and we've figured out, we've learned a lot and we've made a lot of right moves, you know,
where did we start?
We need mentorship and leadership above our level in order to go to the next level.
But where did we start? Dumb sales guys.
Yeah, we did.
That was the starting point.
Yeah.
Are we still there? No, I wouldn't necessarily say that, but that was our starting point, and that's what everybody identified us as.
Right, exactly.
Kel was the dumb sales guy that happened to make $150,000 a year when he was young and thought he was the shit, right? Trevor made 106 figures, and, you know, he was, how does this idiot make six? He's a dumb sales guy, right? Like, that's what it was. But if we stayed just dumb sales guys, we'd still just be making what we used to make when we did that. Obviously, we've been able to evolve out of that. And that's really what it comes down is to evolution, right? Are you evolving, one, as a human being, as an individual outside of this old identity of a dumb sales guy, right? You know, now we're, you know, entrepreneurs running multiple businesses, podcasts, doing the social media. You know, there's a lot of different stuff going on right now, investments that we've had or made. There's just, we've evolved a lot and this is just a new phase of evolution for us that's unfamiliar, you know, to us. And again, this is something that we're learning to navigate, but just yesterday we had a high level individual in here that's exited two or three different companies, some of them in the hundreds and hundreds of millions of dollars, going over some of this stuff with us. And again, guys, because we don't know it in terms of, we've never exited a business at 100 million or 200 million. So we're not going to sit here and try to fucking pound our chest and tell you that we have, or that we act like we know what the fuck we're doing.
Right.
That's the difference between most people on social media. They're going to act in a certain way, even if it's not true. And we're over here saying, look, we don't got all the fucking answers.
Yeah.
Like, have we evolved from two dumb sales guys? Absolutely. We've evolved from two dumb sales guys, but we're not two fucking guys that have exited a company for $200 million either. And we've got to be real with ourselves. So what do we do? entertain the conversations with individuals that are interested in us because they see what we're doing and they respect what we're doing. Like, damn, you guys really have a lot of potential. You guys can be the next 50 or 100 or $200 million company.
Yeah. And how cool is that? That, like, I was thinking about this yesterday when Mike left. I was like, you know what's cool, man, is that we have the opportunity.
And we're going to have his ass to on, too.
Him. Yeah. We'll have him on the show, maybe even at one of the events coming up. But, you know, when he left yesterday, I was like, man, how cool is it that we're aligned with him now? And he's actually trying to help us get this role. He's actually, like, out of the kind of his heart. He didn't ask for nothing. He's like, I just want to, like, come in and see where I can possibly help, right? Like, how cool is it that we'll be in that position one day? You know what I mean? Because of that connection and the resources that he brings in to help get us to our next level. It's like, now we're people that can go help other people when we're not out chasing the buck anymore, right? Mm-hmm. We can go help people that are like, we know the weeds you're in at you know, 15, 20 million, dude.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Here's now we can help you get, here's the hack to get to 100 million. Yeah. You know what I mean? It's like, we're going to know that soon.
And really,
I think that's cool.
And really, I mean, I think we're getting close to the tail end of, you know, the game, so to speak, of entrepreneurship, right? The you know, every game has levels, right? And then there's the end, right, of the game, so to speak.
And then
number two comes out, right? And you're like, oh, God, there's a whole nother game to the game, you know? That's entrepreneurship.
Yeah,
but
no,
anyways, I think what I'm trying to say is we're getting to the point where we've gone through a lot of different levels, a lot of different phases in business, and this is a new phase. And one of the last phases I think that people go through is we've been through the phase of scaling and growing up an A-figure business. We've been through making investments that were terrible and some that are good.
Yeah.
You know, we have a lot of experiences, and this is going to be a new experience for us. Just like Kel talked about, is going to be a learning opportunity for us to go out there and understand what it takes to bring on a high level individual, how to incorporate that in something that already exists at a high level.
Yeah.
Right. They're obviously going to help us with that because they maybe made that transition before, but, you know, even he brought in somebody else that helped him build. He was the guy for him.
Yeah.
So yesterday we met with homie, and he said, oh, this is what you need. I think I got a guy for you. Literally in the afternoon, that guy was sitting in our conference room. He's like, no, dude, I ain't ready to get my hands dirty again. I've already built and exited two companies for this guy over here. And
he's working on some passion projects.
But
total stud. But he ended up bringing in a resource to us too that we're like, oh my gosh, that's actually a huge piece of the puzzle.
Yeah,
you know. And so, man, it's just crazy how that works. But we're 8-figure dudes. You know what I mean? Yeah. We can go help people from 7 to 8 figures. We can help people from 6 to 7 and 7 to 8. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
By the time we're done with this, we're going to be able to help 8-figure dudes become 9-figure dudes.
And
the ladies. We don't forget about the lady. No matter who it is, but.
Yeah.
I always feel like I got to correct that.
Yeah. It's fucking politically correct these days. We love you. We love everybody.
We do. Okay?
It's just we're dudes.
We're dudes.
We're dudes. So we're biased to dudes. Like, our mind is a dude mind, you know? So it just is what
we
it
just
is.
Help 8-figure entrepreneurs become 9-figure entrepreneurs.
Yeah. And we are entrepreneurs. Let's just identify as that, you know? I guess anybody can identify as that. Set up, you know, any entity and you're an entrepreneur. But, you know, we hope you guys enjoyed today's episode. I mean, we're just keeping it 100% real with you, just like we always have, in terms of really where we're at, what we're facing, what we're dealing with at this point, and where we're trying to go. And we feel as though that you could learn from this experience or extract something from it as well. Because, again, you don't have to be a company trying to go to 30 or 40 million to know, I need a new piece to my business, or I need another player in my organization that can help me see something that I'm missing or help me take it to the next level, whatever that level is, whether it's 100 grand to go to 200 grand, to go to 300. If that's the level, then great. But at the end of the day, every single one of you listening has a stress, has a headache, has problems, and you're either really fixing the problem or you're band-aiding it.
Right.
And the idea is, if you only know how to band-aid, bring an individual in that can actually fix the problem. Bring outside perspective in. And that could be joining groups.
Right.
That could be hiring a coach one-on-one. That could be having somebody come in and consult with your business, looking at your shit and saying, yep. Man, this is, have you ever tried this, 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 you know, throwing things at you that you wouldn't have ever even thought about because they're at such a higher level than you. Yep. It doesn't matter. We're getting the external piece in your business that already understands that. Whatever that looks like to you, the idea is just to get new eyeballs or perspectives on the same problems that are repetitive in your company. Yeah, right?
I agree 100%, man. And the only thing I would add to that is when you're thinking about this and you're thinking, okay, at $10 million, I'm probably going to need to hire that role. Just realize it's probably sooner than that. Yeah. That's really the biggest message of the episode that we want to start with is like, hey, probably need to do it sooner because that's what we're thinking right now.
Yeah, our egos held on a little too long. You know what I mean? And now we're just like, fucking ego. Like, let's
You don't ever realize it's ego until you realize it's ego.
You know, like everybody wants to be at the helm with all the recognition and all the glory. You know, I don't care about any of the glory. Give me the bigger paycheck at this point, right? Give me a situation where it gives my employees an opportunity to earn a bigger paycheck.
Yeah, exactly.
Put me in a position where my customers are the happiest customers that exist on the planet. Like, that's really what it comes down to.
And the greater good for your entire community. You know
what? Really what it comes down to is what would you do right now in your business if you forgot about the money? Like, remove money from the equation completely. Like, what are the pieces that I need?
Yeah.
And identify those pieces. And then you could start putting dollar figures to them and figure out what you can add, what you can't add right now. But at least you have a list of identifiable things that you need with inside of your organization, removing the money equation, just looking at your business and saying, I'm missing this, this, and this. Then you have an action item plan over the next year. I need this, this, and this. I need to get my company stable enough to take on these expenses, right? And so those are just suggestions for you. Do whatever the hell you want with them because we know you'll do that anyways regardless. So for the maybe 1% of individuals that are true action takers, we hope that this episode brought value to you today. And, you know, other than that, guys, we wish you nothing but the best and all the success in the world on your entrepreneurship journey. Keep pounding your face against the wall. Mm-hmm. Hopefully one day you'll break through that wall and be able to walk right out that bitch, you know, and have somebody else cleaning up your shit, right? So good luck. Take care. See you next week.
Peace.